Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk and learn all about building facial foundation and Sculptra, one of my favorite products for the face and foundation building. So if you're a person who's in the media or noticing people in the media, we've all seen the presence of the Beverly Hills, Hollywood Housewives type of filler face. And it's not my favorite look. I see lots of patients coming into the office with a very full, over-injected look. And it comes from excessive use of facial fillers. It also comes from even proper and judicious use of facial fillers just because of the properties of the fillers themselves. So even if someone's had a reasonable amount of lip filler or under eye filler placed, the filler itself is so juicy and so water loving, so hydrophilic, that it attracts 1,000 times its weight in water. And that filler really causes some chronic changes to the skin. And these chronic changes can lead to tissue edema, lymphatic drainage problems, and kind of a bloaty, swelly, puffy appearance of the face, the lips, the under eyes. We've all seen it. We've all seen the filler face. And I think that the reason that people are getting this is because injectors need to really respect the properties of hyaluronic gel fillers. And those properties are such that the fillers are highly cross-linked. Most of them last upwards of a year. And even the fillers that only last a year can be found in certain areas of the face for a very long time, like 6, 8, and 10 years and beyond. And it's because sometimes they're placed in a plane or at a depth where they become trapped and sort of enveloped in a kind of an area that has an avascular network, doesn't have a lot of blood flow and doesn't have a lot of circulation and has poor lymphatic drainage. And so this takes a very long time for the body to metabolize and move fillers out. It's paradoxical that the area that you want your filler to last goes away quickly. The area where you don't want filler to last, you know, for example, bad under eye filler can stay so long, it can literally be there for 7 or 8 years. And I've had to dissolve out cases like that where people walk around with a blue, bulgy bloatiness under their eyes because they think that it's their body when it's really the filler they had 8 years ago. So I really want to appeal to injectors and patients to think carefully about the placement of filler, the amounts that we use, and the idea of using microdroplet techniques and filler highlights. That's my technique for placing small amounts of filler in multiple locations. And really, literally, aliquots of 0.1 or 0.2 cc's placed just right to rehydrate the tissues is kind of the approach we want to have. When we start using fillers to create foundation and lift and do the work of surgical lifting, that's when we run into problems. If a patient can pull back on their skin and lift more than a centimeter or centimeter and a half of skin laxity, we're really doing them a disservice by placing a lot of filler to get that skin to be supported. Because it's abnormal to create that width and thickness and underground texture to the skin, when really the problem is the skin has stretched, the elastic fibers have degraded, the collagen isn't there, it's become like last year's bathing suit, it's lost its snap. And the right thing to do is not fill up more. You can't imagine, right, putting more body into last year's bathing suit so last year's bathing suit looks good. That's not how it works. We actually want to trim and tighten with surgery when the skin has that amount of laxity. So do that simple test. If you can pull back and stretch back more than a centimeter, which is like a fingernail's breadth amount of excess skin, you're ready for surgery. And you can do fillers as a temporizing measure, but really they need to be placed deeply and appropriately and not excessive amounts. So I've seen people put jawline filler to the tune of 6 syringes or 8 syringes all the way around their jaw. It tends to look very masculine, very heavy. It does not do the job of lifting like a proper surgical lift. So remember that when you're trying to build facial foundation, we really want to, number one, look at the skin laxity and talk about that issue. If we need to tighten the skin, we can do mild tightening with treatments like radiofrequency, laser like CO2 laser, chemical peels that are deeper peels. All of these tighten the skin, and that's for mild laxity. For moderate laxity, sometimes threads will work, lifting the lower face heaviness. And moderate laxity is also treated well with Sculptra, one of my favorite biostimulatory products. That can be placed in the temples. It can be placed in the preauricular sulcus, in the hollow in front of the ear. It can also be placed in the jawline in areas to give support and contour backwards. I also love it around the marionettes and a tad in the chin for chin volumization. So if we think about Sculptra as a way to pexy and anchor and lift and support back these larger cavities of the face so that we don't have this forward falling skin, that's the right way to think of Sculptra. So I often will do Sculptra in the temples as a vector of lift for the cheeks, as a vector of lift for the jawline. This is where it can provide the underground support that creates long-term collagenization and facial foundation building. So I definitely love that idea. And then I will use spot treatments with fillers that are immediate gel fillers to look good in the areas in the mid-face. That would be the soft tissues of the under eye, the lips, the nose, you know, sometimes the marionette lines. That is probably the best and most appropriate use of the hyaluronic gel fillers. In the future, in the United States, we're going to have more fillers that are much more low density, not cross-linked, easy to use on the skin surface to create a dewiness and a rehydration of crepey, dry textural changes. That's going to be amazing when those come to the United States. And they already have those skin boosters in Europe. And I love the idea of getting these different density products that's going to give us the ability to retool the skin at the surface level, at the intermediate level with the gel fillers, and at the deeper level with the foundation fillers like Sculptra. So that's just my two cents. Just wanted to remind you guys in 5 minutes to not overdo the hyaluronic gel fillers, to respect the hydrophilic property that sucks so much water weight and moisture into the skin, to remember that they cause lymphatic edema problems and they require some lymphatic massage, really great finesse technique. We want to use these gel fillers like volume replacements. We want to use them like a substitute for facial fat. We don't want to use them for doing all the heavy lifting and anchoring of the face. That's better suited to polylactic acid Sculptra type products, heavier fillers like Radius, which contours at the bony level. And also, don't forget surgery. That's it for now, guys. I hope you will think about your faces long term. Think about foundation building. Think about building with biostimulatory products, collagen and foundation that you rent to own, because that's what it's all about, and avoid the dreaded filler face. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.